This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Tyler King, a reporter for the Denver Gazette, also NFL draft analyst. He joins us now. We're going to talk through Shedeur Sanders. We're going to talk through the NFL draft prospects. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you here. I think you're talking to the two most Shedeur Sanders skeptics in Cleveland. It's not that I don't think he's a good football player. It's a little hot. It's a little hot to touch at two there for Shedeur and the Cleveland Browns. Where do you stand on him as a top 10 pick?
Yeah, I get it for you guys in Cleveland being a little skeptical of any kind of quarterback addition. That certainly checks out with everything I've been following from afar with the Browns recently. But I think it's a really interesting situation with the quarterbacks at the top. I think people are starting to lean more toward Cam Ward now. It'll be interesting to see if he goes one to Tennessee, but if Shedeur's there for the Browns at two, I think it'll be an interesting decision for them. I mean, I obviously watched every single one of his snaps the last two seasons here in Colorado and was just super impressed. I think the biggest thing that always sticks out to me is just his poise and some of the late game moments that he was able to deliver for this team, whether it was, you know, a late touchdown drive to force overtime, overtime heroics, Hail Marys, things like that. He always kind of steps up when the moment necessitates it, even if maybe the physical tools don't jump off the page at times. But it was always kind of the poise and, like I said, the ability to make big plays when the Buffs needed it the most, especially this season. You know, they had that pretty long winning streak, were in contention to make the Big 12 title game with a roster that frankly didn't deserve to be there, that was propped up by him and Travis Hunter as well. So I get the skepticism, but I think if there's a person you want to put your franchise behind, I would feel confident doing it with Shedeur.
When it comes to on the field and quarterbacks, especially for me, top three picks, I call them the six tools: accuracy, arm strength, leadership, toughness, mobility, and ability to read defenses. Where do you think Shedeur falls in the checking of the boxes of those six tools?
I think toughness is the one that sticks out to me the most that you mentioned there. Accuracy as well, and leadership, I think, would be the other two, but toughness the most. I mean, just looking, if anybody watched, you know, every single one of these games the last couple of years at Colorado, you could see that the offensive line he was playing behind was not exactly high quality, especially during that 2023 season. Last year was a little bit better. Their freshman left tackle is probably going to be an NFL player one day, but that's about it. I mean, he's playing behind patchwork offensive line. They were constantly rotating guys in and out, whether it was due to inconsistent play or injuries, what have you. And, you know, even taking all the sacks that he did, he only missed the final really game and a half of the 2023 season. Regularly stands in the pocket to deliver big-time throws down the field. And even when he did get hit, he would get back up pretty quickly. And like I said, never really missed that much time. So I think toughness is the one that has always stood out to me. And I don't think it was fake toughness either. Like, I do think he actually, it's not really about durability. It's just he is a guy that's willing to take hits for his team and make throws and even scramble out of the pocket at times, even when I thought it was a little bit too much. At times the last couple of seasons, and he should have gotten rid of the ball a little bit more, but he definitely is a really tough kid.
Tyler King on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, sports reporter for the Denver Gazette. Did you have many interactions with Shador off the field in maybe media rooms? Can you give us a little bit of an insight into maybe, that side of Shador?
Yeah, there were a couple times, whether it was at, media days, for the, conference media days in the summer, times after games, on the sidelines, before a game, whatever. It was always very genuine. Other events that he would do, some charity work around in the community. He was always a very genuine person. Like, never really thought that there was like a rift in the locker room that players didn't want to play for him. Like, it definitely, going back to what I was saying about leadership earlier, I do think that he does have that quality too, where he's able to connect with guys despite kind of his star power. And, it may feel weird for some teammates. This guy's got his own rap song playing in the locker room after wins. That may feel a little bit weird, but I never got that vibe with the Buffs this past year. I mean, obviously winning helped. They had a pretty solid season overall. But, it always seemed like they enjoyed playing with Shador, and he was always a guy that was willing to take out his offensive lineman for meals and things like that. So, that's what I was saying earlier about, trusting him as the leader of a franchise. I think he's not maybe what some people might expect from the outside looking in as Deion Sanders' kid. I think he's his own person, that's for sure. And, I've been impressed with what I saw from him.
What part of his game do you feel he needs to develop yet?
I think he's an accurate quarterback, but I don't think the arm strength is necessarily what you want to see from a top five pick, maybe. I'm certainly not really a film guru, but talking with people that I do know on that side of the world and who that's their thing, that was always the thing that they told me about his game, that they would like to see him be able to push the ball down the field a little bit more zip at times. And maybe there were times where he would make some ill-advised throws, but overall, I think he sees the defense well. I think he's an accurate quarterback, and I think he's got some ability to him as well, even if he doesn't want to do that at times. But I would say it's probably the arm strength that is the one thing that maybe you have some questions about.
Tyler, what do you think the probability is that Deion Sanders is listening to this interview right now to determine how much access you have next year?
Probably -10%, if I'm being honest.
I would give it at least -3%. That's just me. So I'm curious. I actually, before we get to Deion, I actually do want to ask you about Travis Hunter, because he's been listed as only a DB at the combine coming up. I think some of his value is being driven by the fact that he is an insanely good two-way player and Heisman candidate and all that. And I wonder if some of the value lops off there, if he's not somebody you're going to give some touches to at wide receiver. What can you tell us about Travis as a cornerback?
Yeah, I think he was definitely one of the best corners in the country last season. Maybe Will Johnson at Michigan had the edge at times, but I still think he's worthy of being a first-round pick as a cornerback. But I fully agree with you that I think his value as a top three, top five pick comes because I do think he has a legitimate chance to play both ways in the NFL. I mean, nothing that I saw over the last 2 years showed me that he can't do it. And I don't know if it's at a full-time level. I would, if you're a team desperate enough, you could give it a shot. But I do think there's at least a scenario where he's a full-time cornerback, because I do think that is where he will play full-time, that and there and not receiver. But I also think there you could play him as like a wide receiver three, give him 20 to 25, maybe even 30 offensive snaps a game, and get him involved offensively, because, I mean, he is just so gifted as a pass catcher too. Route running, maybe not his specialty, but, when the play breaks down, he has to come back to the ball. He has a knack for getting open. His hands are incredible. So I think it would be a waste to draft him and not at least try him at wide receiver, even part-time, but I think he could do it even more than that.
Okay, got to get into Deion Sanders. He did the Super Bowl media row tour. He had mentioned that he's already talked to the top three teams, if my memory serves me correctly, in the NFL draft. Obviously, that includes the Cleveland Browns. What type of role do you think Deion is going to play throughout this draft process, and what type of role do you think Deion will maintain as Shador enters the NFL?
I think those are two different things. I do think he's going to play a big role in the lead up to the draft. I think he just wants Shador to be comfortable wherever he goes. I don't think he's going to be the one pulling all the strings and dictating where he goes and just kind of telling Shador this is what it's going to happen. I think he wants to just be an ear, just lend an ear of advice for Shador and kind of help give him as much insight as he can and be in sitting in on meetings, give him his opinion on things as well, but just making sure that Shador is comfortable and feels and trusts the organization that is going to take him. Because obviously he's going to go pretty high. It's going to be they're going to be turning the keys of the franchise over to him in all likelihood. And I think Deion understands quarterbacks, even though he didn't play the position, that it's all about fit to kind of for success. And I think he gets that and obviously wants Shador to be as successful as possible. So he's just going to kind of guide him to where he thinks is best and where he's comfortable, like I said. But after the fact, you know, for Shador's career, I think that's a little bit more interesting. I think as long as he's coaching Colorado, which we'll see how long that eventually is for, I think he'll kind of back off and let Shador have his own career. But if he ever gets out of coaching and back into the media side, maybe he's a little bit more involved behind the scenes and what Shador is doing and things like that. But for right now, I think, you know, going to the draft process, just thinking about how to make sure Shador is comfortable with wherever he lands at.
Do you think Deion could end up in the NFL as head coach?
I do not. I don't think it fits him. I think if it would have happened, it probably would have been this offseason with somewhere like the Raiders. I don't really think the Cowboys was ever realistic, but maybe somewhere like the Raiders where they're in position to take Shador at six or move up a couple spots and get him. Because I do think he really, really enjoyed coaching his sons. Shador, Shiloh, Travis Hunter as well. He can kind of considers him like a third, like an extra son. So we'll see how that goes at Colorado this year without those guys around. But I don't think he's going to want to coach in the NFL. It's just not really his style from what I've seen from him the last couple of years. He's really a CEO type, not really like a play caller on either side of the ball, things like that. He really just kind of runs the show behind the scenes, hires good people, and gets them in place, and that doesn't really seem to be the NFL model. You could argue Nick Sirianni just did that with the Eagles, but that doesn't seem like a thing all NFL franchises are really after at this point. So it just doesn't seem like that's something he's interested in at this point.
Follow this man on social media at King_TylerB on X. Tyler, really good stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time there, filling in a pinch, and really good stuff. Have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Anytime.
Thank you so much there. Tyler King of the Denver Gazette on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He gave us plenty to react to on Shador Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. Pretty much all the ones that we've been talking about now. Travis Hunter, Deion. That's coming up in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I'm really torn on it because I just can't overlook. I don't know. I think I've gotten to the point where I feel like I'm the only unbiased person left in America on Shador Sanders. I feel like people have a bias because of the hype coming out of Colorado and playing for the Deion stuff. And by the way, bias either way. I don't mean you because you have a face that
you like. I have no agenda here either.
But you understand, I've been swimming upstream from day one with Peter Lynn about Shador Sanders.
Why is that my problem?
I know that's a fair point and a good retort. My point was, I was thinking about everybody else. I think I should say we.
Thank you.
There we go. God, you really do make everything all about you. I'm starting to see why you're single. All right, because
I got news for people.
However, there just seem to be so many bad narratives, either for or against Shador. And I continue to come back to, do I think he can be a franchise quarterback? Do other people really think he can be a franchise quarterback? And does he have a special trait? And I just don't know how, if, again, like people have said, he's okay, he's very accurate. You heard Tyler also say, it really doesn't push the ball down the field very crisply. And if you look at their offense, there was, I don't want to say check down, because their offense was a lot of him getting the ball and having to run around and, you know, buy some time. I don't see it. I just don't. I don't see the elite trait that I need to see from you if I'm going to make you the number two pick in the draft.
I watched early in the season when Colorado was constantly featured in those national games. I watched those games, and I just wasn't blown away by Shadur. Now, my thoughts after watching him play, I thought the kid was tough. I thought that he, showed ability to make something out of nothing. But I also thought, the arm, not that great. Not that blown away. So, like, it's interesting going into this process based on just what I saw live sitting on my couch, watching on my TV, that it's interesting hearing the folks that cover him, the folks that do the deep dive, scouting into these guys, going into the draft process and through it, that their thoughts on Shadur are the exact same thoughts I had sitting on my couch in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
So either I really do know what I'm seeing, or...
Wait. Did you just turn? I was with you the whole journey there. That was that about a 60-second soliloquy there?
Yeah.
Was that just for you to then say, I must be right on this?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going for.
How have I made it 5 hours with you today?
I don't know.
And here's why. Everything I've heard confirms that I might. Like, okay. All right, mister.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, my as you might call it, bias, my opinion on just what I saw from him, just all the experts seem to be validating what I thought I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not even gone over the deep end and gotten to the point where I'm just going to sit in front of a computer and, you know, watch these quarterbacks for a few hours at a time each day. I haven't even gotten to that point.
I think we should be talking more about Cam Ward. And I'm not even sold on Cam Ward.
I think Cam Ward's going on, and maybe that's why we're not talking about him, because I feel like that we and not you and me, but just in general, the media.
The royal we, as it were.
Right. The royal we have just already decided that Cam Ward's going to be the number one pick in the draft. Whether it's the Titans making the pick or the Titans trading out of the pick to give it to somebody else to make that selection. But I just feel like he's the default number one pick.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back in the draft.
I think he's a forgotten man. I don't think people are talking, because it's funny if you said, and I've tried to get this, Peterlin won't let me get it in. every time that I
like
try.
Go ahead.
Well, you're very
generous. The floor
generous.
Is yours.
Very, very generous. When we've had conversations about Shador and Cam, I think Shador is far more likely to fall because he doesn't have a special trait and because the thing that drives movement atop the draft is ceiling and the perception of your ceiling. And that doesn't mean just if people think he's going to be the 12th best quarterback and they're like I think that's his ceiling and I don't know he can consistently be there. It doesn't mean he will. He could be better than that. But you look at things like athleticism, you look at things like arm strength, you look at a lot of the things that go into it, and he's lacking in so many areas, it's tough to see it kind of working. Like I think some of the hype with Shador is driven by the hype machine that comes with Deion.
Right.
And I think Cam Ward is almost getting swallowed up with that. I do. I think if we talk about who has the higher ceiling, I think it's Cam Ward. And again, I don't love Cam Ward as a quarterback. I'm probably more comfortable with Cam than I am with Shador because he's a little bit bigger. I do think he's got a heck of an arm, and I think he's a playmaker. Like, I think the problem with Cam Ward is it's another situation of you're fitting a Ferrari into a spot for a Honda Civic. Because I think Kevin loves Honda Civics. Kevin loves cars that'll get you from point A to point B, but at some point they're not going to take you on a 90-mile-an-hour trip off the one interstate, right? Like, I think Kevin does like, hey, this is your job. This is your first read. This is your second read. He loves on-scheduled throws.
Yep.
I think that's when he's best as a head coach. I think it's why him and Baker didn't work out on top of all the other dynamics.
And it's why him and Joe Flacco really did work out.
And it's why I think Kirk Cousins, in the end, probably makes as much sense for this thing going forward as anybody. Danny Dimes, too. I think that's what they're going to do. They'll do what Kevin wants. I don't think Cam will. I think Cam is a guy who I think you're going to have to coach some bad habits out of that, and I don't know Kevin's the guy to do it. But I do think, I'm going to go back to it. I think if there's a quarterback more likely to fall, from the pure like draftability standpoint, it should be Shador. Maybe the hype pushes him top two or number one. I don't know. But for me, Cam, if you're taking somebody in the top 10, I need somebody who I can look at and go, I don't know what's going to happen, but 5 years from now, you're going to be the best. You have the best chance to be the best quarterback in this draft.
As you say all that, I am sitting here thinking about why on earth did they give Kevin Stefanski to Deshaun Watson? Because you pretty much describe Deshaun's game.
Mm-hmm.
He is not an unscheduled guy. He is, you know, when things are upside down, he goes. Like, it just amplifies for me what a disastrous move that was.
Yeah, well,
because you, like, and this is another example of the Cleveland Browns organizationally setting up people that they invest in and they hire to fail.
I'd agree. Yeah, I mean, if it was about Deshaun 3 years ago, you would have built the souped up offense
right
in the spread, not last year as a last ditch effort.
Right, and I don't mean to make this about Deshaun, but
it all kind of goes back there.
But
because that is the lesson. That is at the core of
it. But they don't learn the lesson. That's the thing.
That, to me, drafting Shador at two would be a case of not learning your lesson. Now, in this case, the lesson is not, well, Shador fits the system. No, and by the way, Shador holds the ball really long. He might be able to do all the other stuff in the system. If he doesn't get the ball out on 2.5 to the scheduled receiver,
he's going
to
be in trouble.
He's going to be in trouble. And he's going to be in trouble with the receiver and the receiver's dad and Kevin Stefanski and probably Paul DePodesta, even though he'll be in San Diego. Maybe Kevin Ronan. That dog won't hunt, I'll tell you right now. But specific to, like, the lesson here is, the real lesson with Deshaun is just don't force it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I worry about with Shador of he might end up being a fine NFL quarterback. But do you owe it to yourself to do better than fine with a number two pick? You can get fine anywhere. You want fine? I'll give you Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. Daniel Jones had a season where he was fine. I can get you fine. Fine is in abundance in the NFL. Baker was available 2 years ago for free.
But fine is why you moved on from Baker.
Sam Darnold was available this last year. Fine. Actually, he was booty cheeks and turned into fine in Minnesota. I can find you fine. Aim higher that high in the draft. Even if there isn't a Myles Garrett, there might be a Sheldon Richardson, which is a comp I hate for Mason Garrett. I think he's better than that. Sheldon's a very nice player, just not worth a top five pick. But still, by the way, I think there are plenty of good quarterbacks. I went down a different rabbit hole. But no, you just aim a little higher with a number two pick. And acting, I think what I've started to hear people do, well, it's just the number two pick. Guys, good organizations don't waste number two picks on irrelevant things like, well, you need a quarterback. Okay, that's not the question at two. The question at two is Cam Ward or Shador franchise quarterbacks. The only guy that I can truly see being that is Cam Ward. The problem is he comes with a floor that is lower than Blake Bortles. I think I just sunk. The greater point is I don't think we've had the right discourse on Cam Ward yet. And a lot of it is the nonsense that comes with Shador. And when I say nonsense, I just mean the hype with Shador. Let's go with Nelson in Avon Lake. What's up, buddy?
What's up, boys?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, same to you. Did you get a card?
We got each other a house.
Oh, congratulations, big guy.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's very exciting. The girls are going to see it later tonight. Very excited.
Very nice. That's awesome. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Just three quick points. Number one, I like me some Danny Dimes. I think he can win us at least six games next year, right?
At least four.
Yeah, at least four. I mean, that's an improvement. Do you buy? I guess Daryl. Question for Daryl: do you buy the argument that the Browns are pushing Shador because they want to, you know, entice others to come up? Someone that really wants them, like the Giants or the Raiders. Do you think there's truth to that? And then last thing, and I'll let you go, boys. I'm psyched about the All-Star game, man. I'm normally not excited about NBA All-Star, but I'm psyched this year. I'm so happy that our boys made it. Thanks, guys.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Would you like to answer his question?
Thanks for listening to the show.
He didn't give you an opportunity in the moment. He's like, I got a question for you, and then completely went into the NBA All-Star break.
I was about to answer it for him.
Is it bad that now I don't remember what his question was? Because he kind of leapfrogged in
the
my
smoke
mind.
Screen. It was the smokescreen thing. Do I believe that it's a smokescreen? Which I believe I said a few times on the show today that I do believe that there is a smokescreen here.
Now, could it be a smokescreen for Cam Ward?
I see what you did there.
216-474-0092. Matt, Abner, Cool Ray, you guys stick there. Should we be talking more about Cam Ward? If we're going to make the right decision, we shouldn't just look at one of the quarterbacks. We should look at both of the quarterbacks. And in case we missed it, to round out the show, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.